Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to see you guys again.
Yay.
Yeah, so today we have an article for you. And it's about like being alone, but not being lonely.
Okay. 所以通常我们想到说, alone, 要一个人, 感觉是怎么样? No friends, I'm so lonely.
So
没有朋友陪我, 怎么办? But actually, we are not talking about that. What we're talking about, you know, it's actually great to be alone sometimes.
Exactly. So I want to ask you before we begin talking about this. When you were younger, did you go away to camp during the summer? Or the opposite, like did your friends go to camp and you were here?
Okay, well, actually, you mean like summer vacation?
Yeah.
暑假的时候我通常因为我那时候在澳洲我可能就会想要回来台湾 because summer vacation is super long. So actually, yeah, I'm always with people, but maybe I left some of my friends back there.
Yeah, so I guess you were the lucky one. You didn't feel alone or lonely at all. All right, so let's read our article to learn more about what this means.
Okay.
Be alone, not lonely. 请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦! Let's go!
Dear Diary, my two best friends are going away this summer. I won't have anyone to hang out with over the vacation. I hate being alone. However, my mom gave me a great idea. I'm going to think of some good things about being alone. After all, being alone doesn't have to mean being lonely. Being alone could teach me to make decisions for myself. Sometimes it's easier to go along with the group. However, if I'm alone, I can choose to do any activity. Being alone could teach me to appreciate things more. Like friends and family. I might learn more about myself, too. Andrea. Diary. Samantha writes about her day in her diary. Samantha writes about her day in her diary. Alone. Alone. Nancy is alone all the time. Because no one likes to be around her. Nancy is alone all the time because no one likes to be around her. Alone. Alone. It's a team job, so you don't need to do the project alone. It's a team job, so you don't need to do the project alone. Choose. Choose. Choose, chose, chosen. Please choose one soup, vegetable or corn and ham. Please choose one soup, vegetable or corn and ham. Family. Family. I'm going back to Japan to visit my family. I'm going back to Japan to visit my family.
So we're going to be reading a diary entry, and it starts off with, Dear Diary, come on, my two best friends are going away this summer. So I guess like it would be kind of like your friends writing about you, how you're going away.
Okay. OK, 所以一开始我们就看到哇，原来他是好像在写日记，为什么呢？因为呢，如果我们常常看到 Dear Diary， 就是在写日记的时候一开始都会看到的，亲爱的日记。 Of course you could also name your diary sometimes、mm-hmm. 有时候如果你想要俏皮一点，当然也可以给日记一个名字，感觉你可以跟他诉说一些心事哦。
Yeah.
那接着他就提到说，我的两个最好的朋友今年的这个夏天，他们要出去玩啊， going away. Okay, so we see this word diary.
Mm-hmm. Diary is our word, power word. We spell it D-I-A-R-Y. Diary. A diary is a noun, and it's like a notebook where you write down your thoughts every day. You can talk about how you feel, what happened that day. You can share anything with your diary because you're the only one who's supposed to read it. We can also call it a journal as well. Now, what is the difference between a diary and a journal? Well, a diary is just a little bit more personal, meaning it's more about how you feel. But a journal can be a little bit more general, a little bit more broader, meaning that they look at things from a broader point of view, like what happened this day or that day and another day. For example, we can use diary in a sentence like this. Samantha writes about her day in her diary. Samantha writes about her day in her diary.
OK, 我们赶紧来看看第一个的 word power word 就是 diary. Diary 就是日记的意思。上次刚刚例句提到就是 Samantha 在日记里写下她的一天哦，可能发生什么事情。那注意哦，很多人在讲 diary 这个字，哎，不要把它拼成另外一个字，就是 dairy. OK,、oh. D-A-I-R-Y. Dairy 就是在讲像是一些乳制品 dairy products、mm. like cheese, you know, things like that.、
Yeah.
OK, 所以 diary 呢，刚刚 Tiffany 老师有补充到，当然你也可能用 journal 这个字 J-O-U-R-N-A-L 同样也有日记的意思，不过 diary 比较像是比较私人的，所以你知道我小时候我都不敢写 diary、mm. in case my mom will read it， 我妈都会偷看、oh. 好吗？ OK， 那 journal 你就可以记录可能你每天有做的一些事情，所以它可能比较没有那么私人，那么 personal。 OK， now nowadays、some people like to write blogs、mm. 对不对？就是、部落格or post stuff on、oh. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc.、Mm. Now, a person who likes to write blogs or, you know, who writes blogs, you could also call that a blogger, 就是部落客。
That's right. I remember when I was a kid、mm-hmm. though, with my diary, I had a lock on it. So my mom couldn't read it, I think.
Okay.
But I didn't write anything embarrassing,
okay,
I think.
Okay, like、yes. his boyfriend.
Okay. Well, I had a crush on when I was younger. But it's all right. It's all in、mm-hmm. the past. All right, so next in the article it says, I won't have anyone to hang out with over the vacation. Oh. I hate being alone. Okay, so this person is really sad because over the summer vacation, remember, summer is quite long.
Yeah.
There's no one to hang out with. Now, when you hang out with someone, it just means that you are relaxing with them, you're doing something.
Yeah,
like, for example, Laura and I could hang out by getting some coffee or having tea.
Right, just spending time together.
Exactly. Or, you know, there's other ways to say that. So you can say you can kick it with someone. For example, I can kick it with Laura.
Oh, cool.
That's more cool. Or you can chill with...
Chill
with someone. Like, chill with Laura, chill with Tiff.
Oh, I love this. Okay. 所以接下来呢，好像要哭哭的感觉。他说，朋友要出去玩，然后暑假怎么样，就没有人可以陪我出去玩啦。他非常讨厌自己一个人哦。这里我们看到的 hang out with somebody， 其实呢，就是与某人花点时间相处 to kill time。OK， 所以不见得一定要出去哪里哦，要去计划什么样的活动，可能为你可以请 Tiffany 来我家来 hang out， OK， 我们可能聊一些近况啦，不是八卦， OK， 那可能在家里我们也是可以 spend time together， we could also hang out， OK， 不要看到这个 out 就以为一定要出去，它其实就是 spend time together， and we also saw this word alone，
that's right， now alone is spelled A L O N E， alone。Alone is an adjective, and it means to be by yourself, and there's no one else around you. So let me ask you this. How many of you sing in your room when no one else is around? That means your mom, dad, brothers, sisters, your family is not home at all. So a lot of times, we hold our own concerts when we are alone, when there's no one else around. So you don't have to worry about embarrassing yourself. For example, we can say Nancy is alone all the time because no one likes to be around her. Nancy is alone all the time because no one likes to be around her.
OK， 哎，你记得吗？有以前很久一部电影叫做《Home Alone》，台湾是翻《小鬼当家》，就是你知道他全家出国，然后不小心把他忘了叫醒，然后他就一个人待在家里，但是就发生了种种的 fun stuff， 就是趣事，因为有坏人想要趁机 break in 去他家里偷东西。大家或许可以看到，有时候电视 like reruns 会重播，你就会看到《Home Alone》。那其中的 alone， 其实这个字本身呢，刚刚课文是当作形容词。才用就是独自的一个人的这样的意思，像是刚刚的例句提到的，就是 Nancy 总是怎么样独自一个人，因为没有人喜欢跟他在一起。Poor Nancy。不过 alone 这个字还可以当做什么副词来用，就是独自的去做什么什么，就是用来修饰动词。OK， to maybe eat alone 或者一个人吃东西啦 ，or do something alone。比方像是这个例句好了 ，It's a team job。So you don't need to do the project alone. It's a team job. So you don't need to do the project alone. 这是个团体作业，所以你不需要独自完成这份报告哦。
I'm glad I don't have to do this alone and have you with me. Love you too.
Okay.
All right. So next, the article says, however, my mom gave me a great idea.
Wow. Okay. Nice mom. Cool mom. Okay. 然而呢，这个妈妈给了她一个非常棒的。主意哦，哎，到底是什么呢？当我们说 a great idea， 当然就是很棒的主意。当然，我们也可以用 a good idea， a wonderful idea， a terrific idea。
You can use even better adjectives to describe it. All right, so next it says.I'm going to think of some good things about being alone. So it's not that bad, actually, if you look at it from another point of view.
That's so true. 其实有时候呢，你就可以不妨做做，哎，这个人他说的，他说，哎，我想要想想独自一个人，哎，会到底有哪些 good things, 哪些好处呢？
Right. The article then says, after all,Being alone doesn't have to mean being lonely.
So true.
That is so true. Because again, we learned that alone means to be by yourself.
Yeah.
So it's okay to do things alone. Like you can go
I love shopping alone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can go shopping alone, but it doesn't mean you're lonely. And lonely means like you feel that you're by yourself and it makes you really sad. So lonely is more about the feeling.
OK， 所以呢，其实接着这个文章就提到，就是毕竟独自一个人并不表示怎么样，我很 lonely， 很孤单。这里我们来看一下 alone 跟 lonely 有哪时候不同，因为很多人常常搞混哦。alone 刚刚一直提到就是独自一个人，可能去做什么事情，像是其实我真的还蛮喜欢一个人去 shopping， 因为这样的话，我的好朋友不会说Oh, this looks so good, this is so you, Laura， 然后我就乱七八糟买了一大堆我不想要的东西。那 lonely 是什么呢？是有一种 sad， 有一种伤心、哀伤的感觉。OK， 难受、相孤的感觉，孤独的意思了。所以常常呢，我们会说 a lonely old man， 感觉他就是很孤单，没人陪他。I actually like being alone sometimes, but I don't feel lonely at all. In fact, sometimes you can even feel lonely when you're around people that you don't like or know very well.
Yeah, I agree. I don't mind being alone because I don't think it's a lonely feeling at all.
Yeah.
But like you said, maybe if you're in a group of people, you might feel lonely because
you don't want to talk to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, so next the article says, being alone can teach me to make decisions for myself. That's a great idea because a decision is basically the last thing that you decide to do or decide to say after you think about it for some time. So if you want to pick chocolate ice cream and strawberry ice cream, you make a decision after thinking which one do you want the most. And in the end, your decision is, okay, I'm going to get the strawberry ice cream.
Oh, I wanted to get that chocolate one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look at the article. It says, 独自一人能够让我学习替自己做决定。没错 ,decision 当然就是决定的意思。那它的动词就是 decide.
Okay, next the article says, sometimes it'seasier to go along with the group.
That's true.
Yeah, so there are some things that it's better for you to go with a lot of people as when you go by yourself, I think.
That's true. 其实有时候的确啦，附和别人可能会觉得诶好像很轻松哦。这里的 go along with 有附和的意思。For example, he refused to go along with our plan. 可是大家可能不要搞混，它跟 get along 这个片语是不同哦。get along 就是相处，像是呢 ，Tiffany and I get along with each other so well.
Of course.
Okay. Okay. 那我们在这篇文章看到的动名词当成这个主词和受词的用法，这里呢，我们现在停一下，我们要请 Magic Box 老师来帮忙讲解哦。
Magic Box 找亮点。
谣传这个世界上流传着一支影片，看过的人必须马上传给其他七个人，不然七天之后你英文呢就会说得跟我一样好啦。大家好，欢迎收看 Magic Box， 我呢就是住在井里面非常可爱的美少女贞子 Des 啦。就像呢我呢因为超能力变得不一样，所有人呢都讨厌我，还把我丢到井里啊！我这么可爱，大家怎么忍心呢？因为里面呢也有一个动词了，它呢跟我一样非常神奇了，它呢因为我是因为超能力而变得不一样，它的超能力呢则是因为 ing 而变得不一样了。但是呢有了这个神奇的用法呢，你呢可能学不会觉得讨厌，也想要把它丢到井里，对不对？哎呀，今天呢我特地从井里把它捞出来跟你分享一下，因为呢这个呢动词加上 ing 变得不一样这个用法真的太好用啦。 OK， 首先呢动词加上 ing ing 哦，你可能知道呢，用在一个地方叫做呢现在进行式了。例如呢 ，I am talking， 我正在说话。OK， 这个 talking 呢，这个 v i n g 我们中文就叫做动名词。为什么叫做动名词呢？顾名思义呢，它就是动词变成了名词的意思喽。所以呢你可以想说 ving 动名词就是呢指做这个动作这件事情，例如呢刚刚说 talking 就是指说话这件事情，而不是呢指说话这个动作。为什么动名词这么重要这么好用呢？因为呢我们知道一个句子里面呢是怎么样，不能够有两个动词的，一山不容二虎。假如说呢我们把其中一个变成动名词 ving， 哎，那呢要用几个都没有关系咯。既然是名词了，它的作用是什么呢？在句子里面呢就可以用来当做受词或是呢主词。首先呢我们就来看一下受词的用法咯。例如呢我说我是恐怖片女王，我呢当然爱看恐怖片咯。 I love watching horror movies， I love watching horror movies。 我呢超爱看恐怖片的，我喜爱这个呢是之前学过的用法哦。我们知道呢 love 或是 like 这样子喜欢什么东西，我们后面要加上 ving 动名词。但是呢为什么呢，这是因为呢喜欢什么东西哦，所以呢这个东西必须是一个名词，也就是呢要做一个受词必须是名词，所以呢我们在这边加上 ving 动名词，把呢这个动作变成做这个事情的这一件事情了，就可以呢接在 love 喜爱的后面当做受词来使用，表示喜爱做这个事情了。在这个句子里面呢 watching 就是 watch 的动名词，表示看这件事情，它呢就是我们 love 的受词。另外呢我们 ving 动名词呢，它呢除了受词之外也可以当作主词来使用。通常呢我们主词呢都是人或者是东西，例如呢 I am cute 我好可爱，或是呢 That cake is tasty 那个蛋糕呢很好吃。当我们把动词加上 ing 变成动名词了，它呢也可以当作主词来使用咯。 Watching horror movie is exciting for meWatching horror movie is exciting for me. 看恐怖电影对我来说呢，非常刺激哦，刺激有趣。这边呢，我们就是把看电影这个动作呢，变成了这件事情，当成主词来使用咯。特别注意，当我们使用动名词当主词的时候呢，我们搭配的动词一定是第三人称单数咯。例如呢，刚刚我们用is 或者是呢这个句子了，我们看一下 watching horror movies makes me happy, watching horror movies makes me happy, 看恐怖片让我好开心哦。注意到呢我们这边的动词 make 一样记得要加上 makes, 因为呢我们动名词当作主词，它搭配的动词呢一定是第三人称单数咯。好，最后总结一下咯，动名词呢 ving 就是呢动词变成名词的意思，所以呢它变成了名词，它当然呢就可以当作受词，也可以呢当作主词在句子里面来使用咯。记得呢当主词的时候呢，我们一定要搭配的是第三人称单数的动词，也就是呢 is 或是呢在动词后面加上 s, 这个用法呢真的非常好用，别再害怕它了。
Alright, so the article then says, however, if I'm alone, I can choose to do any activity. So like you said, you can go shopping. Now, activities are things that you do, like a person does or a group does. So there's many activities that we do every single day, such as if you go to the gym, you exercise, if you need to mail something at the post office, your favorite shopping.
Totally.
That's an activity. Go to the museum. Lots of stuff. These areall activities.
对 ,OK, 我们回到文章上说到，但如果我自己一个人的话，我就可以选择做任何的活动，所以你想要怎么样就可以怎么样。这里提到的 activity, 但就是活动，哇，它可以包含很多种的，像是呢可能一个人去健身啦，或者是可能去 shopping 啦， or do your nails, 擦指甲啦，其实一个人做都是 OK 的。
That's right. We also saw another word, power word here. We saw the word choose.C-H-O-O-S-E, choose. Choose here is a verb and it means to pick something because it's the best out of everything or you think it's the best out of everything. For example, when you go to an ice cream shop, there are so many flavors. There's chocolate, strawberry, mango, vanilla, and so much more. So in the end, you have to choose one flavor. You have to pick one and sometimes you usually will choose your favorite one. For example, we can say,Please choose one soup, vegetable or corn and ham. Please choose one soup, vegetable or corn and ham.
Choose 这个字就是选择的意思啦，它的动词三态的变化为 choose, chose, C-H-O-S-E, chosen, C-H-O-S-E-N。 像是刚刚提到的例句让我肚子有点饿，就是请选择一道汤，你要蔬菜汤呢还是火腿玉米汤， gonna go for the corn and ham. Okay, 那如果你有选择障碍，你就可以说 I have trouble choosing between the two or making decisions. Choose between A and B, 就是两者当中要做一个抉择。I can never choose between like two different lipstick colors or clothes. I also have difficulty choosing what to wear or eat every day.
So every day you're choosing between this and that.
That's right.
All right, so next in the article says, being alone could teach me to appreciate things more, like friends and family. So that's right. When you appreciate something, it means that you are thankful for and you feel like, okay, I'm so thankful that today I have a friend like Laura, or I'm so thankful that my parents take care of me. You feel very happy and thankful for their help and for them being there for you.
I appreciate your appreciation.
Thank you.
独自一个人可以教你怎么样去欣赏每一件事情，像是朋友跟家人哦。Appreciate 就是欣赏，也有感激的意思。I truly appreciate our friendship.
Aw, me too. All right, so let's take a look at our word power word, family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. Family.Family is a noun and it means a group of people that includes your parents and children. Now, there are people who are related to you by blood. So, for example, your mom and dad have you, and then your mom's mom and your dad's dad, or for example, they have your parents. So, all of your grandmothers, your grandfathers, your cousins, your aunts and uncles, they are a part of your family. For example, we can say,I'm going back to Japan to visit my family. I'm going back to Japan to visit my family.
So family 就是家人的意思。像是刚刚例句提到就是我要回日本怎么样探望我的家人咯。Okay, let's read our last line.
The last line says, I might learn more about myself too.
So true. 最后他提到就是我也能够了解自己。Okay, that's all the time we have for today. Let's now go to our wrap up.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
OK, 我们现在来比赛哦，看你跟我谁比较快可以猜到 Tiffany 老师要帮我们 review 今天的四个单字。OK, go!
Right, can you beat Laura? So the first word is, it means to be by yourself.
I know.
Good! Alright, this one is something that you write all your thoughts in. It's
not a journal, it's a diary. Not dairy.
So this word means that you have to pick something after deciding two things.
Oh, I was going to say decide. I think it's choose.
Good job. Alright, and last one is,these people are related
to Tiffany by blood. No, family.
I feel like your family.
Did you beat me? I guess not. I'm really good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys can play this game at home, but we're out of time, so see you next time. Goodbye.
Be alone, not lonely. Dear Diary.My two best friends are going away this summer. I won't have anyone to hang out with over the vacation. I hate being alone. However, my mom gave me a great idea. I'm going to think of some good things about being alone. After all, being aloneDoesn't have to mean being lonely. Being alone could teach me to make decisions for myself. Sometimes it's easier to go along with the group. However, if I'm alone, I can choose to do any activity. Being alone could teach me to appreciate things more, like friends and family.I might learn more about myself, too. Andrea. Diary. Diary. Samantha writes about her day in her diary. Samantha writes about her day in her diary.Alone. Alone. Nancy is alone all the time because no one likes to be around her. Nancy is alone all the time because no one likes to be around her. Alone. Alone. It's a team job, so you don't need to do the project alone. It's a team job, so you don't need to do the project alone. Choose. Choose. Choose, chose, chosen. Please choose one soup, vegetable or corn and ham. Please choose one soup, vegetable or corn and ham. Family. Family. I'm going back to Japan to visit my family. I'm going back to Japan to visit my family.